This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Allen of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Yesterday was one of my favorite and one of the happiest days that I experience each year, for both on Friday evening and Saturday, we had the joy of celebrating First Holy Communion here at St. Matthew. First Communion days are always special because seeing the young children with their joy, with their excitement, and with the purity of their faith transport all of us back in time to the memory of our first Holy Communion. No matter how old we are, no matter how many years ago was the day of our first communion, all of us in seeing the first communicants were reminded of the day when we received that great gift ourselves. I was thinking, as I was looking at the gospel and at the readings for this weekend, of the description which is given in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And it said that the number of disciples continued to grow. Often when we speak of numbers being large or quantities of something being large, we describe them as being of biblical proportion or of epic proportion, and I've never experienced this in my life in quite the same way as I have since coming to St. Matthew. The number of disciples continued to grow, and so last year, during last spring, during the Easter Vigil, we welcomed 68 adults into full communion with the Catholic Church, or welcomed them through the waters of baptism at the Easter Vigil. Those are biblical proportions. And likewise, when we hear the description given in the Acts of the Apostles today of the need for others to serve the church, the apostles say, "Select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom." And right here at St. Matthew, we have not one, not two, but 7 deacons. So we have the biblical number, which were originally intended to be the number for the whole church in these first days that are described in the Acts of the Apostles. How blessed we are by the faithful ministry of all of our deacons, who not only proclaim the word of God and assist at the altar, but lead us in the care of others and in the works of service in the church. And so the celebration of First Communion here at St. Matthew also is something of biblical proportion and biblical numbers. Often when I speak with my brother priests here in the diocese or with former students who are now priests serving in other parts of the country and we're catching up on what's happening, they will describe what's happening. Well, we're very excited because this year we have 25 candidates for First Communion, or we have 35 candidates for confirmation. And here at St. Matthew, we have so many children receiving First Communion that we don't have just one or two celebrations. We have six, because we have biblical proportions. We have nearly 600 young children who are receiving First Holy Communion this year. We had one celebration on Friday night and three yesterday, and next Saturday we will have two more, bringing the number to six. Now, some of our First Communion children are here with us today, and at least one I saw coming in is dressed in her First Communion gown, and she was very filled with joy to tell me that she had come today to receive her second Holy Communion. So I would ask all of our children who made First Communion Friday or yesterday to please stand so we can congratulate you. Can you please stand? At this Mass and at all of our Masses this weekend, we will be offering special prayers for all our children who have received or who will receive their First Communion this year. And of course, the celebration of First Communion is really the beginning of the sacramental year. So many people will be touched by the experience of receiving Jesus in the sacraments in the coming weeks. Once First Communions are completed, we will begin with the confirmation season, and we will have four celebrations of confirmation this year. After that, we begin with having weddings in even increasing numbers, and ultimately also celebrations of ordination, both for deacons and of priests. So all of these signs of new life are part of God's promise to us to remain with us always until the end of time. In the words of the gospel, Jesus reminds us, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We were reminded very beautifully at the First Communion celebrations of this great truth that God wishes to dwell with us and that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Before the procession began, all of the children receiving First Communion gathered in front of the altar and sang a very beautiful song with which they included many beautiful gestures. And the message of the song is, "Make my heart a home for you." So with beautiful gestures, the children placed their hands, "Make my heart a home for you." Beautiful signs of God's love and of his presence in our lives. And so the children on their First Communion Day help us to understand and to appreciate the great gift of faith. It does not take a degree in theology to believe in God, although that can assist us to help us to know and to love him more and more. And so we all strive to grow in the knowledge and the love of God each day. But the faith of our children remind us that his words are true. "This is my body, this is my blood. Whoever eats my bread, this bread, and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." Children grasp the greatest truths because of the purity of their faith and because of the purity of their minds and of their souls. And so their example to us coming forward to receive the Eucharist reminds us all of the purity which God calls all of us to have in our minds, our hearts, and our souls every time we approach this great mystery of his love. We know that in his love for us, God established a visible church on earth, and God gave us the sacraments, visible signs of his love for us, so that at each and every moment of our lives, we can be preserved in his love and in his grace on our own journey to heaven. The Eucharist is indeed God's gift of eternal life. And for all of us who receive this great gift in faith and in humility, the promise of eternal life shines forth for each one of us. Likewise, those who will receive the Holy Spirit in just a few weeks through the gift of confirmation will be assured of the presence of God's light, his wisdom and counsel in their lives as they, as adults, live out their faith and strive to make their human and spiritual gifts a gift for everyone in the world. Likewise, in the sacrament of marriage and in the sacrament of holy orders, couples and men who have been called to share in the sacrament of holy orders will be reminded of the living example which they are called to give of God's love for all. Couples, as they grow in love for one another and take part in God's marvelous act of creation of new life, as they prepare for a life of happiness in which the grace of God will assist them in moments of joy as well as in moments of challenge. And likewise, in the gift of ordination, God fulfills his promise to remain with us always in another way, in a true way. And so all of us who welcome the Eucharist today, all of us who welcome Jesus into our hearts and into our souls, all of us who strive to make a home for him in our hearts are called to bear witness to him by our love, by our care for others, and by working diligently to build up his kingdom here on earth. As we thank all of those who faithfully follow Jesus and strive each day to build up his kingdom on earth and to build up our own community of faith through engagement in our more than 107 ministries, we rejoice in the presence of God among us and in the presence of his Spirit in the lives of all. May the Eucharist, which we share with grateful hearts and in thanksgiving for all of the Lord's blessings, continue to bring grace, healing, peace, and strength to the souls of all, that belonging to Christ and as members of his mystical body, we may joyfully announce his presence to the world and help all to grow in communion with God, who loves all his children.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio homily of the day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.